And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
This is Joanna Bowers from VeralDana. Whether and when employees should be allowed to work remotely continues to be a significant point of debate among employers. While remote work is expanding in some sectors, there have also been high-profile examples of employers reducing opportunities for remote work and bringing employees back into the physical workplace. If you are considering allowing employees to work remotely, you should consider a number of factors, including how you will ensure that employees are accurately recording their time worked, whether employees are properly taking any breaks required by law, and how to ensure employees' productivity. For each of these issues, open communication and clear expectations will be essential. Another significant issue is how you will maintain the integrity of any sensitive or confidential information employees have access to when working remotely. This is both a policy and an IT question. You should ensure that you have appropriate policies and confidentiality agreements for your remote employees, and you should also work with your organization's IT professionals about how your systems and software can protect your sensitive and confidential information. These are only a few issues employers should think about with respect to remote employees. So if you're considering allowing employees to work from home, contact me or another member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.